عن بعض حيهم البايز الجمهور said that in order to enable that David's Malchus should not be held back because of the life of Shaul, and Shmuel attained that it wasn't right that Shaul should die b'chayov, so the Rebbeinu Shalom decided that Shmuel has to die earlier. So the Gemara asks, "Mi mitchi gavre mikamei gavre?" He says, so because of the malchus of David, Shmuel Aramosi was nifta earlier. So the Gemara says, "In the Omar of Shmuel ba Nachmeni, Omar of Yenison, Madr Siv al Kain Chatzavti." The Rebbeinu Shalom was Geizer, Vaneviim haraktim beimrei fi. That the Eibishter was Geizer, that Neviim, this is going on Shmuel, that he should be Nifter beimrei fi, because of my previous Amira, there was an Amira to David, Vemaseyem loinema elo beimrei fi. That means they weren't deserving, to be, he wasn't deserving to be nifter, ella be'imrefi. Let us see Rashi, mimitchi gavra ditchi shmur mikami David, asem loinema, the mashme babuchet, of imrefi, a dover shegozarti, was previous geyser, gain haim aise de shmur. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yosvi, besedosa. Omer lei Rav Nachmel Rav Yitzchok leima mar milse. Say something. Omer lei ochi Omer Rav Yochanan ein mesichen besude shema yagdim kone leveshe. Rashi says shema yagdim kone kshayetzi hakeu niftach oisei koiva shal piya kone. There's the windpipe and then there's the food pipe, so when one starts speaking, so the covering over the windpipe opens up, and the food can enter that pipe, or mistakim. The filkach loy oimaloch plum, machel o mishta hoylech derech haveshet. The food goes down the veshet. The Inyakiv says something very interesting. He said that Taire is mutter. Ein mesichin besude. Siche. Siche is also. And siche is not teire. No, it's siche is tamide chachomim, siche and limut. One can learn something from the siche. But since it is not pure teire, so the mele, so there is called ein mesichin. That's what he wants to say. A very interesting shot. Leime mal milse. So it's a bezogne. Not that it's, it's a kert, sichas talmud chochem, sichin limut, he didn't want that they should learn them. So he told them, ein mesichin besude, it's a kert. Siach, that they don't speak in the sude because it's a sakone. But teire would be maiden. That's what Ian Yaakov says. The Chassam Sefer says a very, very interesting pshat in this Gemara. He says as follows. He says there's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and there's a mitzvah, he says, but a person cannot exist by learning alone. He has to eat. And he says, and the eating is just as choshuv as the learning. If the eating is L'tzeirech Avedis Hashem, so this is an important factor to be able to learn and to do mitzvahs, so the eating is just as choshuv as learning, if one eats L'shem Shemayim. So he says, Pshat in the Pasuk is Ein Mesichin Besude, that means that one should, when you're eating, eat ruhig, that mish redden and learning beim Essen, Ein Mesichin. Shema yagdim kone leveshet. Like this, you'll get a perspective that the kone, the divrei teire, is more choshev than the veshet, than the eating. And the eating will be by you a dover tofel. And it is not true. The veshet and the kone are equal. There's a mitzvah to eat. He says, not of l'shem achila, but l'shem Hashem, if it's the since the a person needs this, I mean the Rambam is down behold Rachecha Deheyu, that one is Mekayim a mitzvah with all his pulis that he does, Mutzeich Briyas Gufay. So that's what Ram Sofer says. A very interesting taichem Mesichim Besuda, when you're eating, you eat. You don't learn Bashas eating, Shema Yagdim Konalavesha, you'll be Magdim Bakshivis the Konalavesha, and that is wrong. Yovili de sakone. Basel the sword omale hochi omar abyechenin. Yaakov Avinu loimeis. Yaakov Avinu was loimeis. Omale bechi bechdi softei saftenaye bechontoi chantaye kekovro kidraye. It is loimeis, so all these things were done, they were unnecessary. Amalai mikra ni doire shenemar va'ato al tira avdi Yaakov ne'um Hashem al teichas Yisrael kinini meshiacha meirochek ve'zarecha me'eret shibyom makishu le'zarei ma'zarei b'chayim af hu b'chayim. Let us first see Rashi. Leimelon ma'amidim le'gosinim chad l'chavle. Leimeis el'chay hu lo'ilom. Bechdi bechi bechinam softu sveide bechontu chantaya bechsibbe vechantu veisabdu zmikran idere sveide chontu chantaya svugimo yeshe meis. They were under the impression there was meis. Mazari bechaim shemekabit es Yisrael me'eret shivyom v'ben shumi mekabit merev shivyom achayim hu mekabit. So that will be shehen b'shvi shameisim einon b'shvi. Afu bechayim shevienu begoylo kdei ligol es bonov la'ino v'shemetzinu v'mitzrayim v'yayi Yisrael v'dashini Yisrael sova. V'dechonto chantaye, that was your kasha, nidmolem shemeitz, avu chay hoye. There's a very interesting pshat in this gemara from the Alshech HaKodesh. The Alshech HaKodesh says that a person has a nefesh ruach neshamet, which brings chiyas into the goof. And when Yaakov Avinu was given the name Yisrael, so was Nitoisif a nefesh in ruach and neshome out Yisrael. The dalga of Yisrael was nistalik mimeno legamri. That means the nefesh ruach and neshome, that was when Nitoisif, when he got the shame Yisrael, that was nistalik mimeno. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Yisrael Amusa HaPoam, Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lomos. That's the, whenever it says Misa in the Pasuk, it says by Yisrael. The Bechina of Yisrael, which was a Hisof in the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, that became Nistalik. Avol Bechines Yaakov Loi Nistalik. That means that Darge that Yaakov Avinu had before he was Eichet to the Shem Yisrael, that gova vayigva Yaakov, and what that's kimi chenis aleph. It means like a person fainted. Shadayim kol koychois nafshoi veruchoi uneshmosoi devekim boy beetzem. But there's no tnuah seivorim. There's no tnuah seivorim, but the nefesh and ruach and neshama are devekim boy beetzem. That Yaakov Avinu, this Dalga, whatever the Dalga of Nefesh Ruach and Neshama that Yaakov Avinu had, that remained. That was never nostalgic. Yaakov, that Mazari Bechaim, Afu Bechaim. And Baal Shech HaKodesh says that we find, for the Gemara says in Masechtes Subis, that Rabbeinu HaKodesh used to come after his Ptiris, the Mekiddish, we might see the Bnei Bayis. We find the Gemara says in Masechtas Bav Metzia, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, he did not want that Olam should know that he was Nifter, so they put him in an Aliyah. He used to come and ask Shilas, and he used to answer the Shilas. He says, that's not what by Yaakov Avinu. He says, by them it was, Hoyerak Koyach Ma Meha Nefesh. That means there was a chelik of the Nefesh that remained in the Guf. And that chelik of the Nefesh was sufficient to make Kiddush and to pass in Shilas, But Yaakov Avinu loy meis, that means the whole mahus of nefesh, ruach, and neshama wasn't nistalik. But there's no tnua seivorim. So Mamela, that was the Gemara's kasha, so why were they mekaberim? The whole Indian of Kvura is that should be nis'akal habosa. So the Gemara answers Takia, they Takia didn't know. But the Kerpen of Toshim explained that, and Yosef wanted that they shouldn't know. Because Yosef was afraid if they're going to find out for Tutzachdo, so they'll never let him out of Mitzrayim, and they'll make him for a Getschke. That's all what he needs, that they should know that Loi Meis. Yosef was Makir that Loi Meis. The Mitzrayim weren't Makir, that's what Rashi says, Nidmo Lahem Shemeis. He's not moving. Perhaps he wasn't breathing. So by them it was Meis. But in reality, there was no histalkis of the Nefesh Ruach and the Shameh. And the Al-Shech HaKodesh explains the normal Chanote, which was then existent in Mitzrayim, was they used to smear a certain type of an oil on the outside of the goof. They used to take out the kishkis from the inside of the goof and put in this oil also. And then they used to dry it in the sun, and the oil became hard like a oven, like a stone. And that's how they used to preserve the body. And this chanota was zichah not occur by Yaakov Avinu. Yosef just told them that his goof they should smear on the outside with the shemen, and that's all what was done. And Lamaisa didn't accomplish anything, but they didn't realize exactly what was happening. But that's pshat in Mazari b'chayim apu b'chayim. Yaakov Obomamish Zachis, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. The Chayin Mashme in Taisvah says, Midrsi Vayigva, Voloiksi Vayomos. And then to the Meforish, Besoite Gabi Maisi Dechushim. The Gemara doesn't specify the claw. The Gemara just says over there that Chushim Ben Dom killed Esau. He chopped off his head. So the Gemara says, it chopped off his head and it rolled to the Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu opened up his eyes and smiled. He was very happy with what his angel had done. And so that's what Tesis means. So we see from over there that he was alive. That's what Chayreb Shat and Tesis. And the Yaakov wants to say that the reason, he says that the whole Yisrael, Mesichim Besude, is dafke siche tamid chacham and siche limud, but limud atayra alone is megin. So he says that's why later he told him that Yaakov Avinu leimeis that tayra is the bachalta bachayim ki chayecha from the obvious the most obvious the tayra was Yaakov Avinu. So just like we see by Yaakov Avinu that it was megin min amise. So lima datei, that's a hila and shkat. So lima datei, Rabbi Shas Tesud is also megin and matzli. There's nothing what to worry about. But just a nesichim besud. That's how the Iyun Yaakov learns pshat in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchok kol ha'omer. This is very interesting. Till now, all the members of Rav Yitzchok were b'shem Rav Yechanan. This is the first memre that he said over from Zichalein, I says. Kol ha'omer rochav rochav miyad nikri. To be maskir rochav, then Yehuda says, say it twice, that's a b'china of chibir. To mention it twice, nice and date yaleo, is miyad nikri. Nase balkeri. So it has such a roshim on the person. Oma lei Rav Nachman an no amina v'lei ich besli. Nothing happens. Oma lei ki kamine bi yoido u b'makir. Lei ich besli eini choshish. There's a big hash of the hips. I didn't see hips at Teretz. I understood well. But the kash is a posha to kashe. Rav Nachman asked him, "Ano amina v'leich besli?" So he asked from himself. Why did he ask from himself? He should ask from Rav Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Koloi me rochav rochav, miyad nikris. Rabbi Yitzchak already said rochav rochav. If Rabbi Yitzchak would have said, Koloi me rochav pamayim, he said, no, I said rochav rochav. But our kochach, Rabbi Yitzchak also said rochav rochav. And so our kochach, it's not, yeah, there's a lot of difficulties in the b'yoida makira. What does Rashi say? B'yoida makira, la'ich b'slei, and the chosh is b'yoida ayna nami makira. The Yinyaki wants to say that makira, I mean, yoida makira, the same thing, either he knew her personally, or makira, he recognized her, the Yinyaki says, with a picture. So you knew her through a picture, so that also, that's called yet a kesha with her, and the haskore could bring about the nikri. Taisus, b'yoida makira kamina perish, b'yoida, Taisus is different than Rashi, shebo ale, u makira shero oiso. Ki ave mifteri me adodi, Omer lei, so Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchok, Leborchon ma, gibi a broche. Omer lei, emshe lecha mosher le moada vadoime, lodom sho yehoilech ba midbo, vo yeroiv, vo oyev, vitzome. Umotzo ilon sheperoisov mesukin, and he found ilon sheperoisov mesukin, vitzileino, and gave shei, vamas hamayim, oiveres tachtov, Ocho mi peiroisov, vishoso mi meimov, yoshav betziloi, shabikesh leilech, he felt very indebted to this Elam. Omar Elam, Elam ba mea vorecheko. What can I give you a broche? Imoim olochi peiroisayich mesukin, peiroisayich mesukin, that's what I had my broche. Shitziloch noe, reitziloch noe. Shtei ames hamayim everes tachteo, rei ames hamayim everes tachteo. Yerotzain shekorne tiyais shenoytin mimcho yu kamaysach. Af ato ba mevorecheko im betoiro lasidabachi is meisavad yom betoiro ayesh lucha toiro. This is what Rabbi Yitzchak told Rav Nachman. Bim legdula ayesh lucha gdula. Bim lechoved ayesh lucha kovei. Bim boisher ayesh lucha oisher. Im bebonim ayesh lucha bonim. Al Yerotzoin Shekol Tzetzoi Meyechom Kamoysech. So Mamela, that was the broche that Rav Yitzchak gave to Rav Nachman. Let us see what Rashi says. Ki ava miftar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak o yitziloi no shezetzoich lodom oyef lanuach tachtov to rest underneath the tzeil peiroisov mesukim l'roi v'ames amayim l'tzomei Yikameisecho betoire ulaisha vekove. Yeah. So maybe he didn't say gedule because, as my other say, gedule is like, they should be able, that means it's taken away from your gedule, that means that you'll be nifter, so gedule retmanisht, about betoire ulaisha vekove. So here is Tikul Ha'ore, L'chere, he told them a marshal. It would seem the Nimshal is daimed to the marshal. Now, in the case of the marshal, this person who met up with this tree was Taka very indebted to the tree. He was Oye, if he was Rod, he was Samei, and therefore he felt indebted to give a brochet. Now, in this whole sugya, we have a whole sugya that Rav Nachman was asking Rav Yitzchak Shailas, the whole sugya starts from the Samal Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, that he was asking Shailas Mishat Mesuk, and he was telling him. So L'chayre, it was the other way around. Not Rav Yitzchak was indebted to Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak was indebted to Rav Nachman, the other way, Rav Nachman was indebted to Rav Yitzchak. So how does the Nimshal come to the marshal? He wants to give him a brocha. So Stamazoi. So Stamazoi good vote. You're a mutzlech, so I can only give you a brocha. Your children should be like you, fine. But he tells them a whole marshal with someone indebted. It would seem that he was also indebted. Perhaps Pshad is taka that he was indebted. I mean, the Gemara says later, "Mitamida yoyse mikulom." Zamoyre dike goin and mishlei. Shlomo Melech says a mishlei perik yedalid, pasik dalid be'ein alofim avos bo. Pashup shat is when there's no animals in the stable, so avos bo, so there's no animals there, so avos bo, so the mocking where they put the tvu is also empty. There's no animals, so there's no food put there. But the Goyin says pshat bein alofim, if a person doesn't have talmidim, avos bo, so the oitzah which the talmidim derive their yinike from is also empty. So it's not tamazoi mi talmida yoise mi kulom. We learn that a pshazoi he gets a besserik lokai. No, pshat is that his whole oitzer is in the schus of the talmidim, and without talmidim, so he is bor, he is reik min hakol. So mirdike ponim yofes. In Parshas Chayisore, the Ponim Yofes says that, he says the same Rayin, but he says, Pshat is that, Lav mikol Odom, Odom Zeiche Lilmoid, it's, the different Talmidim have to have different Rebbeim to be Mekabel their Torah from. So it has to come to this Rebbe, if he was chosen as the tzina for these talmidim, so they have to get it through him. So he says, so pshat is be'emison, the tzairich is the talmidim. But since it has to be through the Rebbe, the Rabbein Shalom Memele is melamed the Rebbe that the talmidim should get it through him. So kaponim, the yedius of the Rebbe is in the schus of the talmidim. So it could be, Itake felt very indebted after this whole omid of Shailas that Rav Nachman was ma'irat him, and he answered to him. So it could be Itake, he felt very indebted to Rav Nachman. So then the Nimshal has, Sashtikol Dimyan from the Nimshal to the Moshal. Tonu Rabbono. Yoyre, what is the Shem Yoyre? Shem Moyre Sabriyos Latiach Kageseyim. Lahachnis es peiriseim velaseis kol tzocheim. Yair is a lotion of teaching. So when the first rain starts coming, this is the beginning of the rainy season. So it's teaching them that they have to start fixing the roofs and bimachnis the peiris velaseis kol tzocheim. So Rashi, Yair benasati mita artzchem beita Yair el malkosh. You want to translate what Yair means? Yoyre revio rishoina hayoyredes b'machashven kidalakamo. Lomo nikro yoyre, shemoyre lehem, it teaches them latiach gageseyem, to finish covering the roofs, betiach shaltit, shlo yitvu kshomim babayis, it shouldn't rain in, you have to seal off the roofs. Ulahachnis peiriseyem, shenichu besodes liyav shamadachshot, now is the time to take it in. Kol tzorcheyem, Shar dvorim atzrichim limoy sakshomim. Dover acher, the Bach is going to learn the way it says in the Gemara. Dover acher, shemarve esa oret, umashke atohin. Shenemar tlomeho rabbein naches kidudeho bervivim tamagigeno, simcho tevorit. Now, Poshup Shat and Posik is, Lomeho, the furrows of the Kalke Rave, the rain saturates them. Naches Kidudeo, we'll see that the people are Fakete Vasimche and Nachas that it rains, they'll be able to plant things. Bevivim Temagigeno, the showers are softened the earth. Simcha tevorech, and that brings a broche and the temach. So the Gemara says, so yer is a loshen marve esa oretz, it saturates the earth. You have to know omashka atahim. The Gemara says that there's two things. that it's the earth it saturates and it's mashke at tahim, it goes to the tahim, which is very difficult. And then Yoda asks, the rain goes till the tahim all the way down. Number one, and number two, we don't have a shenemar on that. We're bringing a raya to that. It says a pikabola that is. In Yoni Ruchniyim, there are certain mitzvahs in the Tahim that become niskan through the rain, and that's naches gedudel, that's meramez on these gedulim of mitzvahs, which get a tikkun from the rain. Poshup shat veisach nishka yilam shat ligemoe. Let us see Rashi, tlomeho ravei, שאתם מרווי תלמי חרישו של ארץ ישראל נחסו לגדודל בני אודם גדודים בני אודם היינו פשט המיקרו ולכמי דורי שאפילו גיוסו יספויסקיס בוי another פשט that גדודים is going on גדודי חייל of soldiers that they also nothing can hold them back except the rain. That they have to rest when it rains, they can't fight the elements. Dover Acher, another pshat, Yoyre she Yoyred benachas ve'ena Yoyred bezav. So let's go back to the previous Rashi, the different side in the Gemara. Rashi says she Yoyred benachas, v'ochim ashma, where do you see from the word Yoyre that it's Yoyre benachas? Ka'odom she Moyre Talmidov benachas. Yair is a lotion of teaching, and that's how one teaches, the chsiv, divrei chachomim, v'nachas nishmoim. So if it uses a lotion of heiro, by kshomim, so by stois, it has the same characteristics of heiro, which is benachas. Hinami, lotion chetz, it's a lotion of a arrow, yoire that is shat, ahilach b'yoisho b'ne noita lekan lekan. This lashon, the lashon acher, I don't understand that Rashi is saying she miskavel laoretz veine yored bezav. The Sefri. Now the Sefri says that I'm just wondering if without this lashon acher would be much better. The Sefri taka says this lashon that yored with the lashon of yored she miskavel laoretz that the whole kavone of the rain is letikun laoretz veine yored bezav. So the Eimek HaNetziv says, Pshat, where do we see this in the word Yoyre? Because Yoyre is a lotion of a chetz Yoyre. It means this Rashi, Ahoylech b'yoyshe v'ni noyte l'kan l'kan. That means it has one purpose. It doesn't go off the way. It was sent for a purpose, and that purpose it does. So L'chayre would seem this is one Pshat. So it's not Geiris Loshen Ach, would be much better. First Rashi says, The dik is from the mashmois of chetz yoyre, and the kivon is that the whole kavone is to be mashbir d'oretz v'ene yoyret bezah. Frag the Gemara, oy einoy. Maybe that's not pshat in yoyre. Elo shemesher as a peires, umashtif as azroim, umashtif as elonis. Maybe it's not a motto of broche. So Rashi says, "Ochi garsinin, oy einoy elo shesheitef es azroy." Kloima, ba'at ha'ashtam rinin yoyre lebroche. So we said, now it's yoyre lebroche. Oy einoy elo yoyre roshin klola. K'moy yoro yiyore, it will be thrown down. Loshin ha'shloche. Shesheiver ha'keil. Just like the person is thrown down from binyan, so he gets a ganzen zerbrochen. So this is also the rain destroys a loshen chetz hayoyre. So maybe it's a loshen. It's a loshen of klola. It's mazik. How does this fit into the parish of Krishna? Vochi mash mikrovoyim shemoya tishmo mitzvoisai. Beim lav v'nasati mita arzachem yoyre l'ro. That pshat, maybe there's a missing two words. Beim lav v'nasati yoyre. Meichitaisi, should you say such a thing? So Rashi says, Milsa ba'almul, buchad de baraisa la misnika agam. Really, the kasha is not such a psashtalke kasha. Meichitaisi, should put in a vimla. But the baraisa wants to, that's one teret. The baraisa wants to say, minei bei, it's mukach, that it's not a dovo shal klola. The Meimisoda wants to say that, to say a little differently. He wants to say that, could be the zikr, the pasta, the cross that it's sent la broche, voyim shemayet ishmu, vasatim ta'altram, v'ita yer malkesh, vasata de gonecho. But maybe, we'll see later that we're speaking about meisher es aperis, umashtif es azroim, speaking about the yer which is b'macheshvin, too many peiris are not around. Cheshvin is already the beginning of the winter. Rashi says, let's see the next Rashi. Meisha peiris seim, sha'oidam be'ilon, kagoyne sreigim, oi remoinim, oi saif oiteinim, v'loi gafinin shaitev es agroneis, the gronis b'macheshvin leket, there's no gronis b'macheshvin. So memela, so it's meisha es aperis, mashtab es azroim, mashtab es elonis. So the Meremisoda wants to say that could be there's not a hashgoche gemure that the rain, let's say if you have some, could be this rain in Yesodas Lebroche, but could be some things may become genizik from this rain. It has, it's not kulay toy. That means this, if there's some pavers left over, could be the pavers will get ruined from the rain. That means it could be, even though the Yesod is broche, there could be protim, which can bring with itself ibroche. That's how the Meremisoda wants to say pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Talmud loy ma malkesh lebroche, af yoyre lebroche. So we have a hekesh, yoyre lemalkesh. Frag the Gemara, I ain't a Malkish, how do you know Malkish is Lebroche? Maybe Malkish is Ella Shemapilas Abatim, or Mishabaras Eilonis, or Malas Asakoi. Tamalay Mayere, Mayere Lebroche, Av Malkish Lebroche. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ma Malkish Lebroche. So first the Gemara mentions Yevshel Adershel L'Shaber Gronais L'Hoshe Peirais She'ena Metzuyen Ba'oisei HaPeirik. Yeah. It says the Malkish is Tatsichas by Nissen. Malkish is by Nissen. So then there's no Gronais, there's no Peiris. She'ena Metzuyen Ba'oisei HaPeirik. V'yata Yochel Adershel Ela L'Toyve. שיירד על המלילס ועל הקשים וממליאס התפועה בקשר. So that was the Teretz. So the Teretz was, and this is how the Kalmeres is trying according to Rashi, that the Teretz is that these Puronius that you're saying could come from Yoyre, Meisher es Aperes, for example. So Pshat is, it's Shaykh and Machesh, when there should still be Peres, Eschoygim, Seifeteinim, there's still Peiris around. So he's saying, maybe this Yoyre will come to destroy this Peiris. Right, that's your kasha. Yoyre is a Loshon Chetz, or another Loshon, a Yoyre Yoyre. It's coming to tell us that this Yoyre will destroy this Peiris. So the Gemara says, can Malkish destroy Peiris? The Malkish Zichar can't destroy the Peiris, because Malkish is Nazman when there's no Peiris. So Memele, this Hezek of Yoyre, which you claim maybe the Yoyre will be Mazik the Peiris, Malkish Zichre doesn't have this Hezek. So we Makish Yoyre to Malkish, just like Malkish is not Shaita Peiris, so Memele is also not Shaita Peiris. Fine. Oy Einoy. Now the Gemara calls a Shaila, Oy Einoy Malkish Elashemapel Asabatim, Umishaber es Eilonis, Umalas Asakoi. Now let us see Rashi. Hadaroma, Duma Malkish Klolo. Maybe Malkish is a Klolo. Vahochi Mashme. Shemol v'koshe. Kloimar moles abatim. Maybe it crumbles, it crushes the batim. Like melo melileis. V'hilones shemapilon u'mishabron. V'koshe l'tvue. It's mol v'koshe. Shemales akoyim. Let's skip this Rashi. Come back to the Rashi. Shemapilas abatim u'mashmoikil l'kamon. Shemol kashyoson shel Yisroel. That's malkoish. So mal, it crumbles, it destroys. Inami shemol dovo hakoshe choytech meshaber esabatim kloimba. Einboy takolos gronois vashor espes of shievshlo. That's true. Malkish does not have these potential peronius that Yoyre could have, but maybe it has a different peronius. Sakoi min arbe, kidem metagamin en atzlosal, sako, umalke shloshen arbe, kemaivine lekesh acher gizei hamelech. So here Rashi seems to say that lekesh is a loshen of arbe. So lechere, now we're asking Akashe, I ain't a malke shelo shemapola sabbat. So the Gemara answers, tamalay me yoyre, ma yoyre lebroche, af malke shlebroche. So, Poshet Pshat is, will go the same thing, that these inyonim, the inyonim could be these inyonim, don't apply by Yoyre, like we said before. Maybe these could apply, and maybe these inyonim, the first inyonim take, could not apply by Malkish. It can't be Meisher as a Peres, Mashkef as a Zroim. But maybe these inyonim of Mapalas, Abatim, Meshaber, Selonis, this could happen by everyone. Malas as a Koim, Tamaloy, Meyere, Ayer Lebroch, Av Malkish Lebroch, Av Yere Gufi Minola. Now you know, now that Yere is Taka Lebroch. Tachsiv, Ev Neitzien, Gilu, Vesimchu, Bashem, Alekechem, Kinosan lachem es ha-moira l'tztoke v'ir lachem geshe moira malkish parishe. So here it says that the moira is l'tztoke, so vayis tachoyis, that moira is l'tztoke. So moira l'tztoke al me yoira l'toyve. Now, we skipped over Rashi. Shamal l'sakoyim, that's mistome also loshna v'lekesh, Malkoish, so they, it brings to the Broche de Kro Lemili Mayim Boire Sichene Maoris Gimgum. It's very unclear what Rashi is saying over here. The Yalkid Yeshaya wants to say that this is a different shot. Rashi again is asking the Kashe that, how could you say that the Pasuk wants to tell us a Klola? Pashta the cross, voyim shemoya tishmo. And all of a sudden we're speaking about a klola. So before Rashi said that it's missing two words, vim lav, v'nosati. That's what Rashi said before. Here Rashi wants to say it's a different shot. Ubroche the cross, emili, mayim, boire, sichen, amores. That means, could be the broche will be that there'll be abundance of water. But legabi adin yonim, Gimgum. So the Yalkisha wants to say that and it's very modne it is that if we assume that the Pasuk is speaking about Broch and it's a Hemshech, I mean that's Geiras Vim Lav, so I mean Mehechi Teisi should Rabbi Yisrael tell Klal Yisrael that there'll be a Broch, there'll be Mili Mayim Beiras Sichon Amores, but why should there be such kshomim of Yer Malkish, which bring with itself destruction? Very unclear what Rashi means over here. Zok the Gemara Taisvis Malkish lebrocha ayene elo shemapol habatim mishaber lones tzarchin amayle koma mishaber agronis Meisher HaSaperes Kedalel. So, the Bemison says, Lachere Rashi Ferempeded, what seems like it didn't have our Rashis. But Rashi Ferempeded, you can't say that Malkish is Meisher HaSaperes Meshaber HaGronis, because there's no Gronis and no Peres then. Therefore, the Gemara to say a different Roshet. And then you learned the Gemara before. I mean, if you could assume that whatever, that Malkish can do the same destruction that Yehre can do, so what's the Gemara, my Malkish lebroch af Yehle lebrocha? That the Karnayre asks on Taisus. Bishlam, according to Rashi, is very good. This Peronies, the Malkish Sicha can do. So we have a hekesh, my malkish lebroch, avir lebroch. But if Taisvis wants to say that we should include the same peronia side by malkish and side by yerem, hechi Taisvis, how does the Gemara go that you're learning out yerem from malkish? Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbanan, yerem b'macheshvin. Yerem starts in macheshvin, or malkish b'nissen. Ata aimer yere b'macheshvin, u malkish b'nissen, ayena le yere b'tishrei e malkish b'hir. Maybe the yere starts earlier already, and the malkish ends later. Talmud loimer b'itoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Hochi garsinin, samegele tzvok alma yere l'teiv. Alzisin ayena le yere b'tishrei e malkish b'hir. Sheshadayin melilis vekashin. So pas talosh and malkish of its mamalusilated is such a drosh, it's mamalis vekashin, but some lilis. Maybe the yere starts before also. Tamaloyme beita, yere bemachesh, and the malkish benitzen, shekachi ha'es vahazman. That's the perfect time for planting. Biyofuk the Lakamo, this man Rabbi Rishaini Bamacheshvinu. So it's Lukhay Rabita is coming to tell us that Kufan optaich on the type of rain it is. It's a rain that comes Vita. He's for him the cost of my aina ella bekislov, bekislov this man yere bekislovu, Rabon and the Pligile Dramea Lakamon. Amaloyme beita yera malkesh, ma malkesh beitoi, af yera beitoi. There's a yera that comes in Kislev, that's a later, I feel according to the Rabbonon, that's a later zman, it's not the lechatchiladik zman. It's beitoi, there's a need for it, but it's later. So the Gemara learns out, my Malkish bita if yere beita, the Malkish zer she yored al amlius val akashin, is then nisin she yesh by kashin and malilis. So if you say it's going on Kislev, so you say dumye, I mean it's later than the normal zman, so the Gemara says, the Mremisod is mevaya, that beita is telling us when there's a need for it. If it starts raining in the Tishrei, there's no need for it. Feltus and Be'itai. If the Gemara's Kasha was, and maybe it's Kislev, so Kislev could be, that's called Be'itai. There's a need for it then. It would have been preferable if it's rained earlier, but there's a need for it then also. So then it seems the Drosh is, we're Makish it to Malkish. Just Malkish is not a rain that came late, because there is it Shiesh by Kashna Malilis. By Iyo, there's no Kashna Malilis in Mamela. So who had been by Kislev? So just like the Malkish is not a later rain, because there is no Kashna Malilis, so who had been the Yoyra is not a later rain by Kislev. Zog the Gemara weiter. Malkish. Now, how do we translate the word Malkish? Omar Rabni Loi Bar Idi Omar Shmuel Dovo Shemal Kash Yisayim Shal Yisrael. This is something that is Mal the Kashiyus, the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. Dr. Rashi Dovo Shemal Kash Yisayim Shal Yisrael Shekshayna Yoyreid, and it doesn't start raining Chayzrim Yisrael B'tshuve umisanim v'oisin tzedakes. So memele, so this has a gewaldic effect. Klal Yisrael gets the message. So memele, that's the lotion of Malkesh. Devei Rabbi Yishmoel Tone Dovo Shememale Tvue V'kasher. This brings the Amilia Shleimus in the Tvue. Asmise Tone Dovo Sheyoyred Al HaMolilois V'al HaKashen. It falls on the Molilois and the Kashen. Sarashi says, Molilois Roshi Sheboilis She'odo Moilu B'yodik Dosiv V'katavto Molilois B'yodecho V'kashen Kone. Shemale tvue bekasheo umashlimo. Tana Rabbanan. Yoyre b'malcheshven umalkesh benisim. Ata ima yoyre b'malcheshven ayena lebachedesh kislev. Amaloyma, so this is the skill set that Rashi brought down before. Amaloyma. Beitoi yero malkesh ma malkesh beitoi af yero beitoi. Let's take a more weiter. Eizo hu revia rishayna. Revia rishayna. When is the first time that it could start raining by the rain of yero? When is the first time? Habchira bishloisa b'malcheshven. It means if it's early, so the first time it comes shloisha b'malcheshven. Beinonis, if it's not bechira, so then it comes v'shiva boy. Afel, if it comes late, is v'shiva also boy. These are the three zmanim of the revi rishayna. Livrei rameya. As we say in Sfasemis, it's three zmanim when they can start. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, v'shiva, ובידיים ובעשרים ושלושה. רבי יוסי יאמר, בידיים ובעשרים ושלושה, ובראש חודש כסלו. These are the three zmanim. What does Rashi say? בחירה ראשון, ולכמה פורש מהיוחסן, נינו. יוירה יש בגימול זמני קשומים. The three zmanim. אפילו אחרינה, כמי כי אפילו סיינה. רבי יהודה אומר, בחירה בזיין במלחשבן, ובינניס ביוד זיין, ואפילו בחב גימו, וכולו הניתלוסה יירי קורלו, these all three forms the category of יירי. Now, and Rabbi Yossi had said that the אפילו of יירי is ראש חודש כסלו. ותגמור הביתה, וכן רבי יוסי אימא, אין יחידים מסענן, עד שיגיע ראש חודש כסלו. But the Tanaisim start when the latest Zman of Yerek came and didn't rain yet, then the Yechidim start to fast. So Memele, so it means till Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you can't fast Rosh Chodesh. So Memele, till after the day of Rosh Chodesh, then that's Zman of they start to being Mesana. That's the latest Zman of the Revere, of the Revere, that it should start raining then. Zegt Rashi, Nechidim is anim, the winner is somoch, Shlishis leisanis, Bohoyo, Uzman, Shlishis, Bereish Chodeshu, Ainli, Yechidim leisanis. Yechidim, Chasidim. Bohochim, Rinim, Asnisan lekama, Higia, Yud Zayim, Bemacheshven, Layodu kshamim is gila yechidim lisanit, shebekam ve'ilach man revi afeila, l'rameya. We had the three shittas over here when the three zmanim are, the stamas nisin rameya. So there it says that the yechidim start fasting if it didn't rain by yudzayim b'machezvet. V'chinam rabbi yoyse de misanim ad rosh chodesh kislev. He holds that there's different zmanim, v'haino revi afeila. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but Yoyre b'Kislev. Ameimer masni lohod Rav Chisda, not like Rabbi Yossi, b'holishne.
We learned Bishloishim Machesh Ben Shayla Mesak Shamin, Am Gamliel Oyma Bishiva Boy, Am Rav Chisda Haloche Keram Gamliel. So a Maimah said over Bishem Rav Chisda did not pass on like Rabbi Yossi, because this sheet is that starts Bishiva Boy, so that is the, That's Rabbi Yehuda b'shiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shiva b'yizayin the baslim. So Megamliel and Rabbi Yehuda hold the same. So here it says that he paskin like Megamliel. Yeah, Zakt Rashi. Omar Rav Chisda, Rav Halachik Rabbi Yosi. Amay matong ilod Omar Rav Chisda halachik Megamliel. And he showed that Zayn be Machesvin that is not like Rabbi Yosi. Now let's go a little further. Keman oz loho desanyi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oima shomim sheyoldu shiva yomim zeach hazeh atamoyne bem reviyo rishoyne ushniyo ushlishis. But if you have a 7-day rainfall, so it could be, in this 7-day rainfall, it could be Kailo the Revi'a Rishoyne, or Shniya or Shlishis, if it's 7 days. Keman ke Rabbi Yosi. Let us see Rashi. Zayin yom ibozeach hazeh, sheyoldu kshomim achshov, let's see the Marav, let's see the Bach. Veloy pasku ad yom shvi yodu zayn yom im zech az at moine bem rishayne o shniye o shlishe kab yaisi da alibe da rab yaisi och habe that in a 7-day period you can be kaylo the whole man revier rab yaisi och habe ben revier rishayne o shniye o shniye o shlishe. That means, this is a 7-day period, so you could have the whole Revi'ah there in that period. The Rishayne b'yud zayin, the Rishayne starts b'yud zayin, the Shniyah b'chav gimel, the Hainu zayin yomim, im shnayim yemei Revi'ah. If you include the yud zayin and the chav gimel, so you have over here, so that's the whole Revi'ah Rishayne. Michav Gimel ad Lamed, Zayin Yamim, Beloy Yom Revi Achainus. He also can have the whole man of the second Revi in the 7-day rain. The Lekula Tanoi Loi Have Hochi. The Rameya Da Omari Shoine Be Gimel Ushniya Be Zayin. So Memela, the whole Revi Rishoine is not a 7-day affair. It's from 3 to 7. Like it means the Lezu El Arbo Yomim. It's also not a 7-day affair. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rishayne l'shniya yud yomim, ala ben shniya l'shlishes, ein yoisa. That's already, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's from Yudzayin to Chav Gimel. That is a 7-day affair. But that all the Yemei Revi, the first and second, could be in a 7-day period, this is only according to Rabbi Yosi. Keman Rabbi Yosi, yeah. Omar Rav Chisda Haloche ke Rabbi Yosi. Now again we're passing, this is the previous memory. Nira le Rabbi, the Hochi Gassinam Rav Chisda Haloche ke Rabbi Yude, the Omar Bechire Bezayim Bemacheshvin, was maschil and lishol kiddle come on. Let us see Tosfos. Shomim sheyodu zayin yomim zeach hazeh v'loy posku ato moine behem revia rishoyne ushniya. So 7 days, kivin v'loy posku zayin yomim, the ein ben yud zayin lechav gimel elo zayin yomim yizayin yudches yudches chav chafal chabeis chav gimel. So memele, so So at the main memory, so it's the Rabbi Rishayni, I mean, it touches both. It's the Rabbi Rishayni and the Shniyah. Avaloi Gersina Shlishis, Shrem Yasril Bechav Gimel, V'yordu Zayin Yomim Ritzufin, you can't have the Shniyah and the Shlishis in the 7-day period. Akafe Leitimtze Rabbi Shlishis, the Ike Ches Yomim Yichav Gimel Adrosh Chodesh Kislev. She can't have in a 7-day period that she touched two Rabbis. And she narbu negersim kshomim she yordu zayin yomim zeh hazat amayne bem rabbi yishni yoshlishis. You could have the rabbi yishni yoshlishis keitzat akshomim eschilu beemtza hayoim. If it started in the middle of Chav Gimel v'yordu zayin yomim ritzufim ken yordu at chatsi hayoim shal resh chodesh meisles, so you have the rabbi yishni yoshlishis. Look to Gemara. So we have here three zman. Bishleim Rabbi Rishon. It's important to know when this man habchir is. Lisha, that's the zman when we start shaila. Shlisha is to know when this man of the third Rabbi is lis anos. That if it didn't rain till then, so we know we have to fast. Vichidim start to be misana. Abo shniya lamai. Why is it wichtig? What halacha do we have to know when the second revia starts? Amar Rabbi Zeigel in the Dor, Kisnan, Hanoida Ad Hakshomim, if a person made a neder, that the neder should last till Ad Hakshomim, or Ad Sheyuhuk Shomim, or that he said either this lashon, he said adak shomim, ad shiyuk shomim. So the halacha is ad she teired revia shniyah. So we see over here that there's an afkemine of the revia shniyah is it's negeya nedorim. Let us see Rashi. Rishayne lishel mekan ve'eilech v'sein talamota. Shlishis lehis anoy shim layod shomim as man revia shlishis. Afilu pamachas misanim ayechidim sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. It didn't start raining by the Rabbi Shlishis, so they start fast. Moshe says l'main afkemine the Rabbi Shniya. Anoy ve'adak shomim the Omar koydim imehene midavo ze koydim imehene midavo ze adak shomim. They made a nether. That the nether should last adak shomim. Atch or he made it. Naim henem idav zeh adak shomim. Atch teired revia shniya. So what is called kshomim revia shniya? The nedarim hilchim achaloshim bnei adam. Ben koyrim kshomim lerishayne. That's not called kshomim. Atch teired shniya shemikan ve'eler. Mekulkolois hadrochim umuusois mipnei hakshomim. He says, because of the ribuy kshomim, so that's called it started raining already. Lishnachrine adakshomim mash metrei deine revia shniya. It seems that, it's one of the, if it starts by bechira, then there's a second time it goes. Or it only starts by the second time. So kaponim revia shniyah is the second time it starts raining. So that's called kshomim. That there was a yiridus kshomim. So that's negeya to know the revia shniyah. The gei in the dom. Rav Zvid omal lezeisim. It's negeya for zeisim. It's not. Me'emazai kol odom motorim beleket b'shikra bepeya. When is an osher permitted to take matnas aniyim? Mishayelchu anemushis beperet ubeoilolis mishayelchu aniim bekerem beyavoyu bezeisim mishateired revio shniya. Let us see Rashi. Kol odom afilu ashirim peret leis. This is peyer.
This is the payer belongs.
שיילכו הנמושס בסודה למקם ואילך נשיישו שער עניים, לפי שיועדים אם נשאר לקט שקלפיה נמושס נוטלו. זאת אומרת, היה איש שברי. נמושס לא שממשש. משיילכו נמצ בקרם, משיילכו עניים בקרם ויבואו, כלומר שלוקטו וחוזרו בו פעם שנייה, השתם מסחי דעתיו עניים, that is nothing anymore left. כשתרד רבי השנייה, אבל היא שייתה לא פתו הכל, then everything was taken already by Zayfin. So ממילא, so that's the רבי השנייה is נגיע לגבי מתנס הניים of Zayfin. זוקת גמורה מי נמושס, what is הולכה בי נמושס, אומה רבי יחנן סבי דאוזלי עתיגרה. זאת רשי, the old people who go on canes, התיגרי הולכים בנחס ומעייני צווי, מחזיק בפלח מתרגמה התיגרי. That's one shot. רשלוק יש אומה לקוטי בוסו לקוטי, זאת רשי says, אוני מוילך בנוי אחו, שמכאן ואילך פויסקין שערניים מלוקוי. Yeah, what does Taisva say? דאוזלי עתיגרי פרש ההולכים במקולס ונשעונים עליהם ועמוד את התגומה מחזיק בפלח ועושים גם יועד אבי בעתיגר. So it means it's a mission, like a paper of a cane. So that's a second mahalach of what's negated to know when the Revi Yishni is. Rav Popa Omar kde lahalach bishvilei arishus. That till the Revi Yishniya, one is permitted to walk, to make shortcuts in the fields. But afterwards, from this man, Revi Yishniya, la Maila, you cannot make a shortcut. Doma amar mahalchim kol odom b'shvili harishus, asher teired Revi Yishniya. Zot Rashi, Rav Popa omar l'shvili harishus, kloima, שיש רשוס מבזן לעברי דרוכם לקצר שבילום לילך בסודס. They're permitted to make a shortcut through the fields. עד שתרד רבי השניה, שמכאן ואילך גוד לא התבואה, וכושר לא דישס הרגל, בממה בפרק מרובה, בתנועים שהסנה ישוע מהלכם, one of the תנועים שהסנה ישוע מהלכם בשבילי הרשוס, And this is permitted till the Rabbi Yishniya. So Taisus b'shvilei harishus perish b'derech she'osui derech asodis v'akromim asoter the Rabbi Yishniya b'kam v'ilech maskilo. Let us see further. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omar, another Zman that's Negeya, when the Rabbi Yishni is, Levayer Peirishvir. That is the Zman Bir. The Znan, Admosai Nenin V'Surfin V'Tevin U'Bekash Shal Shviz, Ashetereb Rabbi Yishni. My Taima D'Chsiv V'Levhem Tocho V'Lachaya Asher Ba'Artzecho, כל זמן שחיו יחלס בסודם, יאוכל בהם תוכו בבייס. כל הולכה מן הסודה, קלי לבהם תוכו מן הבייס. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, בטבן וקש של שביס. סביחים שגודלו בשביס, יש בהם איסו שביס, היתבוי שגודלו בשביס לאחר שנכנסו. That it has קדושה שביס, these two things, that it was גדלו בשביס. Is קולו לחי מן הסודה, לא שין זוכו, כמו אוסו קולו, not קולסו. כלומר קולו האויכל, קולו קלי לבהם תחו, כמו קלי בחיימה, קלי ונעימה. משיורדו, סביר שנייה, מכאן ואילך, אין תבן וקש בסודויס, שהקשומים אויסן אויסן זבו. So Memele, so from the Ravi Yishniya, so it's called Lachaya Minasode, so it's called Lebhemtecha Babayis.